Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Oh, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. So much power, wonder-working. faith, hallelujah, wherever you are, it will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for your mercies, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that will never lose its power. Thank you for the shedding of blood. It will never lose. It will never lose. It's power.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Come on, church, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord God, we bless your name. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your saint at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. Amen. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. Hallelujah. He shall preserve your soul. Amen. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this house, home, and even forevermore. Oh, Father God, we thank you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come, oh God, give you our honor, praise, and glory, and our admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there is no one greater than you, Lord. Oh, Father God, we come seeking you first, your kingdom, and all your righteousness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come, oh God, hallelujah, that we may be changed on today, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Holy Spirit, pray that you will, we pray right now that you will quicken us and hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you. We come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come, oh God, to worship you as you desire in truth and in spirit. Amen. We come to you in humility and fear and trembling. We come to you in gratitude and love and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus Christ, according to your word in 1 John 1:9, you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now, and receive all forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness, spot, wrinkle, and blemish free, totally blameless from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet up, and that is in church and quantum level, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul, amen. Oh, we thank you that you remember us and those in our family, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you for every beat of our heart, oh God, every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we can stand in your promise and say, hallelujah, that you'll never leave us or forsake us, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. We come pray with our heart of thanksgiving this morning, amen. Glory to your name, God. Oh, Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way right now with us. Oh, search our heart and spirit, oh God. Search us right now, Father God. If there be any wicked way of hell in us, oh God, hallelujah, let it be exposed and taken out the way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Oh God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. Out of the love that you have placed in our heart for you, Lord, created us a clean heart and a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, and a repentant in all our ways, oh God. Let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in loneliness of mind, Lord, that with you, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, all things are possible. But with man, the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship, hallelujah, just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God. According to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the hallelujah, as the deer pants for the water brook, so our soul pants for thee, O God. For our soul thirsts to you, hallelujah, for the living God. Our soul yearns, overwhelmingly desires, yet even pines for the courts of the Lord. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God, O Lord. Let this be our heart's cry. Let this fire your body heavily increasingly in each of us. Amen. Uphold us with our free spirit, oh God. Let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help us to receive deliverance right now and be set free. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, when the Bible says the Son sets you free, that we are free indeed, and we receive the freedom of today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let no murmuring or complaining or bad mind or evil be found in us. Let our lives be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our heart. Fills with your spirit, your tender mercy and loving kindness, that we sing praises to you all the days of our life. Amen. Create in us a heart of worship, for we rejoice only in you, Lord. You are our joy and the lifting of our heads. Amen. And we thank you for, Lord, through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day, and make our life be a living sacrifice. Amen. A sweet savory aroma that you would be glorified, honored, and our life be a praise in the everyday things of life. Unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and honor and adoration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And Holy Spirit, we ask you to, hallelujah, to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to renew a right spirit within us right now. That the mind of Christ arise within us and over us in all areas of our lives. We yield all that we are to you and ask that true praise and worship come forth right now from our inner man, that we worship our Holy Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, in spirit and in truth. Glory and hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah. Right now, God, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. There is no one greater than you, Lord. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ from Nazareth that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is birthed in us, hallelujah, and is manifested in his glorious presence right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you, and it's taking place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the crown of the blood and all the bread of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and his holy name that we live, we move, and we have our being, and we thank you for it, Lord. Father God, we ask that you touch our hearts and minds of those in our family, oh God. Lord, we pray their protection, oh God. We pray their peace, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you will bless them, oh God, and help them this day, oh God. As we cry out, oh God, that you will help us and those in our family, oh God. Lord, that you will call us nigh unto you this day, oh God, and all will receive and be saved. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare and declare right now no setbacks, amen. No losses, no lack in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. No missed opportunities, oh God. We just want to say thank you as we pray and receive divine position for our lives and those in our family, oh God, that we may receive from you great and mighty in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Lord, we pray that you will honor our steps right now, oh God, for your word says that a good man steps for honor, oh God, so Lord, honor our steps, hallelujah, this day and forever, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Lord, we can't do nothing without you, but we can do all things with you, oh God. Lord, help us on today. Oh Lord, we stand on your word, oh God, that you are with us, that you'll never leave us or forsake us, oh God. Lord, help us to see, oh God, with your honor. Help us to hear, oh God, what you're saying, oh God. Help us to see, oh God, where you're having us above in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, remove every spiritual cataract, oh God, from our eyes, oh God. Oh Lord, let us see with new eyes, oh God, hear with new ears, and oh Lord, speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every hindrance, spirit in our eyes right now, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out of our eyes, come out of our children, come out of our family, and those that were loving concerned about right now, and never to return. God, we come against, we command every spirit of loss of progression. We command every spirit of distraction, frustration, procrastination, limitation, stagnation, every spirit of sickness, disease, any pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, promises, jealousy, hallelujah, inflammation. We command every spirit of oppression, depression, fear, worry, and pride, of destruction, hallelujah, death, premature death, addiction. We command you to cease your works and die for who they come. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every spirit of condemnation, condemnation, hallelujah, right now, guilt and shame, we command you to finish your words and tell us who they come. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every spirit of goodness, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every religious spirit, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command the spirit of poverty, lust, and death to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and every spirit of poverty in us, or in our family, in our bloodline, we command you to find the Holy Spirit. We command you to cease your works right there. Die at the root and come out. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and leave our lives in the normal way. Amen. Hallelujah. For we are different and wonderfully made by God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for this deliverance. Amen. And we receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, have your way, God. Have your way right now. Oh, Lord, we pray for the protection of our children, oh God. God, let your hedge of protection be around our children, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we lift up every man of God this day, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you put our shade upon the mind of man, oh God. Oh Lord, help them to keep their mind shaded on you, oh God. Let your people repose in peace, oh God. We pray the strength of every man of God this day. Oh Lord, let them receive supernatural strength. Amen. Supernatural favor and blessing that comes from you, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. We come against every attack today, every assault, every against the man of God right now with the blood of Jesus. And we declare the curse that is destroyed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Mighty Lord, my God, we speak to the man of God. Amen. And we just want to say, thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray the strength, oh God, of the women of God. Hallelujah, the women of God this day. Lord, that you will continue to keep us, oh God. Use us, mighty, oh God. Oh Lord, bless us with a supernatural blessing, oh God. Oh Lord, increases in changes and peace in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, to support the man, oh God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, let there be a great calling in this day, oh God, of your knowledge and wisdom of your word, oh God, of who you are, God, that we may live our single, oh God, in the quiet of our daily lives, and live a life that is upright and pleasing to our sight. And we just want to say thank you for all of them. We receive, oh God, for your words, and say, yet while we're still speaking, and yet while we're still praying, that you're already answering. So we thank you for answering prayers. Amen. We declare and declare that we are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. We declare and declare that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who conquered the world. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we're the head and not the tail. We don't conquer, not the meek. And we don't only want anything but to love. For God has made us to live and not to boil up. And we just want to say, thank you, that we're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Healed by the strength of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you this morning, oh God, that our minds have been made new, oh God, that you renewed our minds this day, oh Lord. We just want to say, thank you. We thank you, oh God, that you made every creature pass straight. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that you destroy the works of the enemy. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we bless your holy name. And Father God, as we go throughout this day, oh God, we ask to remove every walk and all your pleasure of evil and set up a difference that we will not even encounter. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, remove every evil, remove every attack that the enemy has set up right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, for your God that answers my prayer. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that your God, the works of the enemy right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That it comes to nothing. And we just want to say, shake him. Thank you for the victory, Lord. Thank you for the victory, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, move on us. Move in us. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless your name. And we feel this right now, the forearm of God. Amen. And we declare the fact that we're covered with the forearm of God, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Amen. Hallelujah. Nothing left uncovered. Amen. And we just want to say thank you for the Lord. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fire with one of the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We take the sword of the Spirit and we cut ourselves loose from everything that's attached itself to us and on us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every soul, 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 man, messenger, Satan, hallelujah, higher. And Lord, we just want to say, thank you, Lord, glory is this day, higher. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. Oh, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you bless us in our morning coming on today. And Lord, we ask, oh God, for traveling rates and benefits right now for those of us that are traveling on the road. And those of us that will be traveling this day, oh God, let us receive traveling grace and mercy, oh Lord. Let that be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no turnovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, we ask and receive right now. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle or form of transportation we may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it, around and about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, or place, everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your name, and we pick up our power and authority this day, and we use it. Hallelujah. And we decree and declare, hallelujah, that breakthrough is here. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we bless your name. And Lord, we pray, oh God, the power of the Holy Ghost would be on and in your minister, God. that is bringing forth something, so your minister runs in, oh God. You touch his mouth, oh God. Touch his ears, oh God. Touch his eyes. Touch his hand. Touch his feet, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, touch his heart, oh Lord. That he will speak your word, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're holding nothing back, oh God. Hear what you say, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for it, Lord. We thank you in advance, oh Lord. We ask that you bless his family, oh God. Bless his home, oh Lord. Bless our brother, Joe Washington, oh God, as you use the mighty in the service, oh God. And Lord, all that he needs, oh God, hallelujah, that every need be met, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you would strengthen him right now, Father God, to go forward to do what you called him to do, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, fulfilling every assignment that you place before him, oh God. We decree to come today right now. Oh, God, amen, oh God, if you could have more shit over here. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you'll continue to bless your pastor Manning, oh God, that you'll continue to strengthen him, bless him, guide him, keep him, all of the problems with your blessing, oh God, supernatural blessing and favor that's coming from you in the name of Jesus Christ, God. That he will continue to go forth, oh God, in your work, doing your work, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that we are, hallelujah, that we are soldiers in the army of God, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless the name, Father God. We give it all over to you right now, Lord. We cast all our cares and our fears and our burdens down at your feet. We leave it at the cross, amen, and we pick up the peace that you give, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we don't let nothing in this world take it away because the world did not give it to us. And we thank you for it, Father. We bless your name, God. We just pray in the crowd right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every yoke has been broken and destroyed. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for our freedom, that we are blessed, and we should never be cursed in all things that are working together for the good of our lives. And we're going from glory to glory to glory. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ. In his holy name, amen, that does all things but fail with the promises of God, which is yea and amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church, let's give God some praise. Will you praise him? Amen. I want you to know that praise confuses the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know praise confuses the enemy. Hallelujah. We come when praises go up, blessings come down. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome, 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 church. Welcome this Sunday. We thank God for this new day, May 22nd, hallelujah, 2022. Amen. Glory to the Most High God. It's so good to be here one more time. We thank God for the one more time, for we did not know if we would be back here on Sunday, but God remembered us on today. Well, God had a plan for us to be here, to be in position, amen, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Welcome, everyone. Welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone here to Sunday service this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice, rejoice and rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it, because God is so good and so worthy to be praised. We'd like to welcome every single family member and friend that's here with us here in Texas, Houston, Texas, and all the surrounding area. Welcome here to Sunday service this morning. And thank you so much for welcome Apostle Powanika and I and Minister Learn Green into your homes this morning. Well, we're so grateful, you know, to be right here in this place, being one with each and every one of you. Welcome every single one of our family members and friends here in our neighboring state here in the great state of Louisiana and all the surrounding areas. We just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome every single body that's joining us, that's in attendance right now in New York, New York City. Uncle Joel and Aunt Beatrice and all family members and friends there in Brooklyn, New York, Queen, New York, and all its affiliates. Welcome, welcome, welcome every single brother and sister there in Chicago, Illinois, and all its surrounding areas. Welcome here to Sunday service. If this is your first time here in Sunday service with us, we would like to personally welcome you. We would like for you to press one on your phones. We'll bring you in, and we would like to personally welcome you. If you do have any prayer petitions, You know, this is the time to bring it to Jesus. That we are that two or three that are gathered together. And God said when that two or three are gathered together as touching and agreeance in his name, he said he's right there in the middle of it all. And we thank God for it. So this is an opportunity. If you are streaming live, and we would like for you to call in at 845-277-9213 and press 1. Press 1. We would like to personally welcome you here to Sunday service. Again, you know, we just want to say thank every single one for being here this Sunday morning. Thank you, every single one, for coming to church. Amen. Amen. Again, at this time, we will have a song selection by our very own Uncle Joe Washington here from New York, New York. Amen. Uncle Joe.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all this morning.
Good morning.
You know, I'm just so glad. I just give God, who is the head of my life. You know, I just want you to continue to pray for my nephew, Antonio Washington, and my brother-in-law. He's having a procedure named Freddie Davis, Reverend Freddie Davis, in South Carolina, which I just seen 2 weeks ago. He's going through a procedure on his heart. I want you to keep him and his family and all of us in
Amen.
Prayer. You know, just pray for him because God knows better than any of us, you know.
Amen.
Okay. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil with my mind stayed on him. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil with my mind stayed on him. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. I'm so glad that the Lord has kept me. Whoa, I'm so glad that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil with my mind stayed on him. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. I'm so glad that the Lord has kept me. I'm so glad that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil with my mind stayed on him. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. We thank God for you. May God continue to use you mighty. Amen. And all that have left you, every virtue, we pray, God, will restore you right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up your family members right now, your brother-in-law, your nephew. We lift them up right now. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you will move mighty, oh God. Lord, we know you to be a healer. We know you to be a way maker, amen. We know you to be, hallelujah, a promise keeper, amen. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, that you will move mighty, oh God, hallelujah, in the men of God right now, God, bringing healing to their body, oh God. Lord, releasing your healing virtue, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we pray for wholeness and newness of life, oh God, for your sons, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help us today, oh God, for your voices and the righteous call, oh God, that you deliver them out of all their troubles, oh God. So Lord, we stand on your word on today, oh God, as we cry out, oh God, hallelujah, for healing, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, deliver them right now, oh God, hallelujah. Anything that attached itself to that body, oh God, that's causing sickness, let deliverance take place right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Any spirit that's attached itself in them and on them, we declare the prayer right now, it to be destroyed on the blood of of Jesus. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you're all set, oh God, your doctors up, your anointed step, oh God, that you ordain, oh God, for your children. Amen. That they hold, we hold you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we cancel every assignment of Satan and his agents right now. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh, let the hearts be with the rhythm of life, oh God. Bring in healing to the entire body, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we magnify your name, Father God. And we declare the presence, all is well. All is well. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 May you be filled, Brother Joe, Uncle Joe, with joy. The joy of the Lord. Mom said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. May you be filled with so much joy, unspeakable joy. Amen. That anyone that's around you, they will become so contagious that they too will be filled with the same joy of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. And we thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, we bless your name. A testimony. We have time for a testimony. Pastor Manny, you have a testimony here? Hallelujah. If you're just one of the line, you have a testimony. Amen. We'd like to hear from you right now. Amen. We get to encourage one another. Amen. There comes a time that we encourage ourselves, but there comes a time when we need to encourage one another. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for this opportunity to be a witness of how good he is, how good God is. I know we have an order of service that goes forward, but I remember a time to where when men and women in the church would testify how good God has been. And not only did we as, you know, the body of Christ, did we agree with them, but we too got that same courage, you know, to be healed and be delivered, because we heard the testimonies of our brothers and sisters, how God moved in their lives, and we had that same courage, you know, to know that God will do it for you, he'll do it for me too. So this week, I ain't going to be long with it. This week, I was going to work. I was working out of town, and, you know, there was, you know, all the time some things, you know, it'd be going on with you that you don't even know about. And all I know to do is just to start praying about some stuff that I ain't even know about. I just start praying. And God put it on my heart, you know, to pray for my brother. My brother, I have an older, I have two older brothers, but God put it on my heart to pray for my older brother, Terry. I call him by name, Terry Manning. God, you know, just wanted me to just go and just start praying for him. I start praying for the healing of his body. He had been going through some things right now. And, you know, we have to come together and pray for one another. He ended up going to the hospital. I think he had like a little mild stroke or something not too long ago. So I go in. I said, okay, well, God, I'm going to do what you tell me to do. And I start praying. And I start thanking God. But right here in that place when I start praying, I start thanking God that he had already healed my brother's body, and that he had already delivered him from every single sickness and every single disease. I just started to go in and start praying, thanking God, you know, how he had already healed us. You know, we serve a good God. We serve a God that have already healed us 2,000 and some years ago already when he died there on the cross. And I began to start thanking God for his finished works and the praying. And I realized something was going on right now. The thing that was going on, that the very thing that I was praying about, while I was praying about it right then and there, I can tell that God was answering my prayer. So I know that my brother is all right because I already prayed about it, and I put it in God's hand, and we said, well, that's what we do. See, when you have something that's going on in your life, so you start praying about it and put it in God's hand, and right there before you can get finished praying for it, God then already answers your prayer. God bless every single one, and God keep you. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, we're going to go ahead and take communion. Amen. If you have your communion elements with you, let's go ahead and enter into communion. Amen.
Thank you.
God is able. We serve a God that answers prayers. He don't just hear our prayers, but he answers
hallelujah.
Our prayers. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, iniquities and trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're able to enter into communion with you at this time, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us, that you took all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. We love you, Jesus, because you first loved us. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and married and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken, Lord Jesus, so our bodies may be healed. So we say by faith, by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. So we now take this bread, Lord. Hallelujah, by faith, in remembrance of you, you may eat. Thank you. Hallelujah. Your word says, Lord, in 1 Corinthians, that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For your blood is our atonement. For your blood justifies us. Thank you, Jesus. Your blood sanctifies us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It redeems us and it cleanses us and it washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities and transgressions and trespasses. Your blood heals us in the holy name of Jesus. You may drink, church. It's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray. With love and thanksgiving. And everybody in the body of Christ do say amen and amen again. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our God. We thank you for your finished work. When we just remember how good that you have already been, Father.
when we just remember how good that you have already been in our lives. See, we don't have no choice but to know if you was good yesterday, you are also good today, and you're good tomorrow and evermore, too. And we thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. We'll have a song selection here. So stay right here with us. We'll have a song selection. And then we'll be back with the preached word, preached by our very own our brother, Minister Learn Green. Amen. So stay right there with us.
Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need you, Lord.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me,
I'm
I'm soon fire sweet perfume. Your heart's presence feels this way. Come soon, fire, sweet perfume. Your heart's presence fills this room. This is holy ground. This is
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God. Bring them to Jesus. So that's something we all need to make sure that we're doing, that we're bringing it all to Jesus. Bring it to Jesus. See, it ain't going to work when you just put it in your hand, or when you put it in daddy's hand, or mama's hand, or brother's hand. Put it in Jesus' hand, and everything is going to be all right. Amen. We have made it here to the message part of Sunday service this morning. A very anointed word that's going to go forth this morning. We just want to just thank God for this word that have already been preached into the heart and the minds of our very own Brother Minister Learn Green from Chicago, Illinois. So I would like for every single one to help me to welcome this holy man of God, Minister Learn Green. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that warm introduction. Amen. Can everyone hear me?
Amen. 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 We hear you loud and clear, brother.
Amen. We're going to go into James today. It's a little strong, but it'll bless us. James, the first chapter and the 22nd verse, very familiar passage of scripture. James, the first chapter and the 22nd verse.
Yeah.
But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And we like to use for a subject today, work the word. work the word. Amen. If you work the word, it'll work for you. Amen. James is the writer. It's believed to be written in A.D. 49. James, the brother of Jesus, who is believed to have become a believer in Jesus after his death and resurrection. We're going to jump right in here. There are a lot of people who were brought up in the church but have strayed away. Know the word. Know the word. Amen. You got a lot of people that, you got some Bible scholars out there. Know the word, but stray. Due to the flesh and listening to the devil's lies. Amen. Satan is a liar. He's the father of lies. Because if they listen to the Holy Spirit, it will tell them to come back to Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And Jesus will receive you with open arms. He loves you.
Amen.
And gave his life for you. Don't feel ashamed of what you may have done. Repent. Amen. That's the thing to do. Repent, which means make a complete turn and go in the right direction. That is to follow Jesus.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Galatians 5:7. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Some were on fire for God. Get your fire back. Amen.
Amen.
You have to be determined. Amen. You have to be determined.
Yes,
I made up mind.
Yes, Lord.
You have to be determined to follow Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus is calling you back to him. Amen. Work the word.
Yes,
Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me.
Yeah.
The key thing is our mind has to be renewed. The carnal mind is enmity against God. Amen. Romans 12:1, he says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Here it is. That ye may prove what is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Your mind has to be changed. You cannot still be doing the worldly things. Amen. You cannot still be operating according to the world, doing what everybody else is doing.
Amen.
Once your mind has been renewed, then you begin to walk with Jesus and have a relationship with him. And what happens is you begin to operate the way he has ordained it from the beginning. Amen. God gave Adam dominion. He gave him dominion. He had everything. He gave him dominion. Amen. Jesus, but Adam fell in the garden. Jesus is the second Adam. And through Christ, we regain all back that we should have. God wants us to grow in the word of God, do kingdom building. Amen. So we can go forward and build God's kingdom. Amen. Work the word. Work the word. The key is to listen to the word. Then do the word. Amen. In other words, apply it to your life. Amen. Listening is important. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's found in Romans 10:17.
Yes, Lord.
When the word of God is being preached, it's good to take notes. Sometimes the preached word will correct us. Don't pull back. Allow the Holy Spirit to help you make the change. When you come to service, you do not want to leave the same way you came. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
When the right. word is hitting you, just say, yes, Lord, I hear you. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Yield
amen.
To the Holy Spirit. Pray, Lord, help me overcome this shortcoming. Or pray, Lord,
my
increase
Lord.
My faith so I can believe you for greater things. We
yes,
want
Lord.
God to increase our faith. Amen. Sometimes
amen.
The word will give you confirmation that you are on that you are doing the word and that you're on the right track.
Jesus.
The key is to open your heart. Open your heart. Romans,
yes, Lord.
I mean, Matthew 22:37. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all
yep.
thy mind.
Yeah.
God wants all. Amen. God doesn't want
Amen.
Part of you. He wants all of you. Amen.
Amen. Yes,
you have to put God first. Amen.
Yes, Amen.
Put God first. Amen.
Yes,
I heard
Lord.
A preacher once say, anything that you put before God is your God. Amen. Not judging. This is just observation. Anything
yes,
you put before God is your God. Your wife, husband, children, job. Bank accounts, all these things are good, but they cannot be in God's place. There's a certain
Amen.
Place in your heart that only God can fill. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The key thing
Amen.
Is to do is pray this simple prayer. Lord, I surrender all to you. We have to pray that prayer from time to time. Lord, I give it all to you.
Yeah.
The closer you get to God, here it is. The closer you get to God, the more the enemy is going to attack you. Amen.
Jesus.
James said, just say, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Amen. I mean, that was Paul. Amen. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. Amen. The key is found in James 4:7. Here it is. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Work the word. Work the word. You cannot resist the devil under your own strength. You have to submit to God. Amen. You submit
yes,
by prayer, fasting, reading the word. Speaking the word, decreeing, declaring the word. Amen.
Amen.
Opening your heart, giving God praise. Amen. Praise is one of the best ways. Praise is one of the best ways. By just praising God, Satan will have to flee. Amen. Because God and Satan
Amen.
Can't be in the same place. Amen. He said, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Work the word. Work the word. One of the best ways, amen, to work the word
yes,
is
Lord.
To give. Amen.
Jesus.
Give. He said give in Luke 6:38. He said give and it shall be given unto you. Good
amen.
Measure.
Yes,
press down. Shake it together. And run it over. Well, men, heap unto your bosom. For with the same measure you
yes.
meant without, it shall be measured unto you again. Amen. Do something nice for somebody. Amen. Amen. Do something nice for somebody, a family member, a friend, or even a person in need.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
James, we're gonna go over here to the next chapter and just look at this just for 1 second here. James, the second chapter. Let's go over to James 2. In the 14th verse, it says, what do it profit, my brother, though a man say he have faith and have not works? Can faith save him? It says, if a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you shall say unto them, depart in peace and be warmed and filled, notwithstanding, ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doeth it profit? Even so faith, if it have not works, is dead. One of the things that will activate our faith is to give. And one of the things that happens when you give, it keeps you humble. It keeps you from being proud. Amen. It keeps you from having the itises. You know what the itises are? I did this. I did that. It keeps you from the itises. Amen. God demonstrated to us in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave. Amen. He gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God put his love to action. He gave. He gave us Jesus. God gave his son, and his son gave his life. Amen. We have to work the word. Amen. Work the word. Work the word. Amen. If you work the word, it'll work for you. Amen. Sometimes you have to get your favorite scripture. One of my favorite scriptures is Psalms 1:1. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. Here it is. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Amen. That is one of my favorite scriptures. If you think about that tree planted by the rivers of water, that tree had been through a lot of storms. And because it was by the rivers of water, his roots was able to get the nourishment of that water. Amen. And when sometimes that tree would probably bend this way and bend that way, but because it was by that river, it was able to stand. So if we stay connected to God, like that tree, we'll be able to stand. Work the word. Work the word. Amen. Don't listen to the devil. Amen. Work the word. When you trust God and seek him, the way is already made. While you are trying to figure it out, he done already worked it out. Amen. When you start getting close to God, he will start answering your prayers before you ask him. Amen. He will start opening doors that have been closed. He'll start tearing down strongholds. He'll start moving stumbling blocks that have been in your way out of the way. Amen. We also play an important part. Amen. We play an important part in this. Mark 11:22-23. And Jesus answering and said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith, shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Stop talking negative. Speak positive. Speak positive. Even though it's raining outside, this is a good day. Amen. Speak positive. Stop speaking negative. Stop. Don't fill up on all that negative stuff. Amen. It's all right to watch the news, but once you get a little tidbit, change the channel. Put something religious on. Amen. Speak positive.
Amen.
Speak to the mountains. Amen. Whatever that thing is that's bothering you, that thing in your life, that mountain, speak to that mountain. Speak to that mountain. Amen.
Amen.
We're gonna go back to the text for a minute. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
We just want to encourage you on this morning. Be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. Here it is. It says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man that beholdeth his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forget of what manner of man he was. Here it is. When you look into the mirror, you can see your flaws. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You can see what needs to be done. Amen. If you need to comb your hair, you'll comb your hair. If you need to shave, you'll shave. Amen. As men and as women, if you need to comb your hair, you'll comb it. When you see what needs to be done, and that's the word of God is a mirror. It shows you yourself. It shows you what needs to be worked on. But what happens is when people hear the word, be a hearer and not a doer, they go their own way and then forget what the Holy Spirit was showing them. But here it is. It says, but whosoever looketh in the perfect law of liberty, word of God, here it is, and continueth therein. That means you see what needs to be worked on, and then you continue to go with the word, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. When you see what needs to be done, and then you acknowledge it and say, Lord, give me your grace and help me overcome this thing. You can't do it on your own. You got to do this prayerfully. Then what happens is the change begins to come. Amen. And then what happens is right here, James is saying, you'll be blessed in his deed. Amen. You'll be bountifully blessed when you make the change. Amen.
Yes, God.
Work the word. Part of the problem is that we are standing beneath our privileges. Oftentimes, we don't realize that we are joint heir in Christ. You are a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, a holy nation. The world may look down on us, but a child of God is somebody. Walk in your purpose. Walk in your season. Walk in victory. From this day forward, no more defeat. It may look dark. See yourself healed. See yourself coming out. Amen. See yourself blessed. I am what the word says I am. I can have what the word says I can have. Philippians 4:13. Here it is. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Amen.
Yes,
God is no shorter than his word. You can do all things through Christ. You need the Holy Ghost. They said the Holy Ghost is their supernatural enablement. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You need the Holy Ghost. Take God's word to him. Amen. Say, by you said in your word that by your stripes, I'm healed. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
You said in your word, I am the head and not the tail. Above only and not beneath. You say in your words, you would never leave me nor forsake me. Amen. If you got enemies, here it is. Psalms 37:1. Fret not. Don't worry about it. Fret not thyself. We're not wishing bad. This is just the word. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down and wither as the green herb. But here it is. Delight thyself. You just keep praising God. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Amen.
Yes.
Plead the blood of Jesus. Amen. My greatest desire, I want to see everybody I come in contact with blessed. I don't know about you. I don't know what is your greatest desire. My greatest desire is to see people blessed, people come to Christ. I don't want you to come to Christ and you're living defeated. Come to Christ and be blessed. The way to be blessed is you got to make the change. You can't stay the same. You got to make the change. Luke 10:19, I'm almost done. Amen. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on all serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. That's authority. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Amen. It'll hit you. It might sting a little bit, but it ain't going to stop you. It ain't gonna stop you to bounce off. Amen. When you put up that shield of faith, it'll bounce off. Do the word. Work the word. Work the word. I heard an old mother once said, stop saying I'm broke. Just say I'm in between blessings. Amen. Every day there's a new set of mercies. Here it is, Romans 8:28. All things work together for the good to them that are love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. Our trials only come to make us strong. Amen. Tough times won't last, but tough people will. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
As I get ready to close, one of the key things that will bless your life, stir up the gift. You got the Holy Ghost in you. Work the word. Stir up the gift. Think about your favorite scripture and keep saying that scripture until you get your deliverance. Keep saying that scripture until you get your breakthrough. If it's music, keep singing that song until you get your breakthrough. If it's healing, just keep saying, by his stripes, I'm healed. I'm healed.
Jesus.
I'm healed. I'm healed. Amen. By his stripes, I'm healed. Work the word. Work the word. The Bible says, in him we move, dwell, and have our being. Amen. It's all in the name of Jesus. I like it, what it said in John, the 15th chapter. He said, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done. In other words, it's all in the name of Jesus. In order to abide, that means to remain and stay. Amen. I'm through. I'm not going to go there today. I'm through. I want you to get the word. I'm not going to shout you. I want you to get the word. If you see whatever
Thank
it
you.
Is that needs to be corrected, amen, in your life, and then acknowledge it and apply it to your life, you'll be so blessed. You'll be so blessed. You'll be so helped. Amen. There's no bad messages when you hear the word of God. The word of God is a beautiful thing, even when it's correcting us. Amen. I'm done.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for you, Minister Learn Green, for feeding us that word today, for just feeding us scripture. So one thing that I do realize that when you have the word of God in your mouth, when you have the written word of God right here in front of you, and when you're standing on that word, see, I know that every single thing that is concerning you, I know that you already have it right there in front of you. So we thank God for you. May God bless you. May God keep you. I pray that every single one that had a heart to receive was able to receive that word today. I pray that you did take notes and wrote down all these different scriptures, you know, that was given unto you. We thank God for the Holy Spirit and for his presence. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being with us. We thank you for speaking to our minds and speaking to our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. The doors of the church are open. There may be one today. You heard the word of God today, and you realize that you are without Jesus in your life. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation before, and today the Holy Spirit spoke to you, and you know that God is inviting you into his kingdom, we would like for you to press one. Today is the most important day of your life because God calls. Hallelujah. Know that it is. Today is the most important day of your life, your living life, because God calls you. Will you press one today? You know that God have called you today to come right now. Will you press one? Apostle Talonique and I and Mr. Learn Green will help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation, the most important thing you can ever do in your living life as a human being. It's the most important thing is being born again. Filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Will you press one? Come to Jesus while you still have time, while the fire is still burning, hallelujah, while we're still right here in this age of grace. Come to Jesus Amen. There may be one today that has something. They heard something today being preached by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Being preached, being led by the Holy Spirit. You know, we are messengers. We are carriers of the Word of God. God give it to us, and we give it to you. You heard something today. Hallelujah. And you have something that you want to bring to Jesus. I'm talking about somebody that believes in Christ, somebody that maybe you didn't even believe in God, but today is that day. Will you press one? Will you press one? Hallelujah. There may be somebody that needs something specific in their life. There's something they need to be delivered from. There's something that they need to come out of. There's something that they need somebody, you know, to help them in that place of agreement. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Will you press one today? You know who you are. Hallelujah. We can't see you. We're all right here. We're all streaming live. We can't see you. But we're all together. We thank God that there's no time and no distance in spirit. So we thank God that you can come right now and bring it to the throne of grace. God, the word of God says, come to the throne of grace boldly. Amen. So will you come? Will you come down to the throne of grace? Will you bring it to Jesus? There may even be one that's looking for a church home. And you heard this word that was preached today, and you made the decision today that you want to keep on hearing this word. You want to keep on receiving this word from our very own minister, Larry Green. You want to keep on receiving this word from our very own apostle, Tawanika Manning. You want to keep on receiving this word that you're hearing from me, Pastor Manning. Amen. We would love for you to be a part of the gospel public ministry. It doesn't matter where you are, right there where you are right now. If you can hear my voice, that you're in the right place in the right time, that means that we can touch and agree with one another. Apostle Talonica and I and Mr. Lauren Green, we would love to disciple you. Amen. And we're only going to do it through the eye, through the lens of the Holy Spirit. We're only going to do it through the Word of God. The preached word of God, that rhema word of God, the living word of God. We're only going to do it through that. Will you press one this morning? Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for every single body that came and every single one that had the desire to come. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. We thank you that you have touched every single mind and touched every single heart. For you know every single thing that is about us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that you spoke to our brothers and our sisters right now, right there where they are. See, there are things that we heard, Father God, and you spoke to every single one in that special way, that individual way. Because that's how you move, Father God. You move like that, Father God, and You speak to every single one, and when we open up our ears and we open up our hearts to receive you, hallelujah, we can hear you, Father God, and we be those doers, like Mr. Lawrence Green said, get a doer of the word of God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us and over every single thing that is concerning us. And we say right now, hallelujah, that your blood covers us. Your blood keeps us. Your blood sustains us. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Let every single word of our mouth and meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord. For you are our strength and you are our redeemer. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody in the body of Christ do say amen and amen again. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. I just thank God for everyone that went forth in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I'm here in service today, and I just wanted to share with you all the invitation to receive the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mm-hmm. As Pastor Manning was speaking and Minister Warren, And I opened up to it, and I said, okay, I'll share this. Amen. So the invitation to receive the Holy Spirit, the moment you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit came to live inside you to be empowered for all that God has for you, including operating in the gifts of the Spirit. You have to ask and invite the Holy Spirit to come upon you for the infilling or baptism of His Spirit. Our goal as a Christian is to model the life of Jesus. See, as soon as Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, "You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased." Your desire is to be to please the Father and receive everything He has for you, including His helper, the Holy Spirit. Once you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit will start to manifest in your life according to 1 Corinthians 12:7-11. There are many gifts, and one of the manifestations of the gift of tongues is the ability to pray in an unknown language from our spirit man. It is our spirit praying to God's spirit. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit gives many gifts to believers. As you open yourself up to receiving more from the Holy Spirit, He will bless you with more gifts. Are you ready for more of the Holy Spirit? Do you want to be empowered? I want us to pray this prayer. Amen. Ask the Holy Spirit to baptize you in His Spirit.
Yes.
Jesus, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, I thank you for sending me the Holy Spirit as my helper. Holy Spirit, come upon me. Baptize me in your Spirit and fill me with your fullness and power, with the evidence of speaking in tongues and all the gifts of the Spirit. I receive you now, Holy Spirit. Bless me with your infilling. And it's in Jesus' name I receive. To God be the glory.
Amen.
And amen. If you said that prayer by faith, shall it be unto you. Amen. Be filled with the Holy Spirit of the living God. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. Amen. You can send those over to Pastor Chantel at Cash App. If you have Cash App, if you have Zelle, V346-243-0980. If you need any other means to remit your tithes and offering, please give us a call at 832-725-8094. Amen. Let us pray, dear Jesus, make us in the ministry of your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, as we are the chief financial officers of your money, as it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering of spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake here on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Amen. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frivolity, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed gift, generous and generous heart that we give on today. Father God, your word said that you love us, you'll forgive her. And what we give, oh God, and we just want to say thank you for your words here that you give seed to us, so as we saw them today. Amen. For one, your words said, for one planet, one water, and you will give the increase. And we thank you for the increase right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray that there be no lack in the giving of those that give on today, who purpose our heart to give, oh God. We restore them to the sure stewardship of your Son, King Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. That definitely was a blessed word today. And we just thank God for the word. Work the word. Amen. And I hope you all wrote down those scriptures. And I took them down myself. While I was 8:28, Romans 10:17, Romans 12:1, Revelation 3:20, Galatians 5:7, James 1:22, Matthew 2:37, James 4:7, James 2:14-17 verse, and John 3:16, just to name a few. So we thank God for the word on today. Amen. Glory to the Most High God that we serve. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our announcements. Amen. Amen. Announcements for today on May 22nd, 2022. Amen. Glory to God. Monday, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. We have our intercessory prayer here on our church line, 845-277-9213. Please join us. Wednesday night at 7 p.m., we have our Bible study here on our church line. Saturday school at 1 p.m. Amen. And Sunday services at 10 a.m. with the recap at 2 p.m. Join us. We're just looking forward to what God is doing. And I just thank God for what God is doing, amen, in the name of Jesus, trusting God in it all, amen. And I think, I just want to say this before we wrap up here, amen, putting God first in everything is something that the word that God gave me and Minister Lauren Green said it as well today. To my family, my prayer, we have a prayer call on Saturday mornings at 10, is putting God first before your sleep, before your work, before your money, before your relationships, before your own desires, putting God first, amen, taking that time out with God and just trusting God in everything, amen. God bless you, God keep you. If there's anyone who's celebrating a birthday today, we are in the month of May, we want to wish you all a happy birthday. We pray that God will continue to bless you with long life, good health and strength, that you receive wholeness and newness of life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you be filled with so much joy, unspeakable joy. We decree and declare by faith the goodness of the Lord overtaking you right now in the name of Jesus. May you have a blessed birthday. Amen. And those of you that are celebrating the anniversary in the month of May, happy anniversary to you and yours. May God continue to bless your union with peace, patience, love, prosperity, favor, and great purpose. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you live a long life together. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray to God with the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you all. We bless you in the name of Jesus. At this time, we release the pastor's blessing. Amen. All that have an ear to hear, may you receive it in Jesus' name. We here at the Gospel Public Ministry, Pastor Dorsey Manny, myself, Apostle Tommy Commander, and Minister Lynn Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you, amen. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy, amen. We bless you to have God's people around about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty, amen. And we bless you to prosperity, to be function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Man.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. I pray that every single one was able to get something out of that. I know that I did. Pray that that word that was preached today, that's God's word. That's not our word. That's God's word. Amen. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody in the body of Christ do say amen and amen again. God bless you and may God keep you. Apostle Talonika and I, we love you so much. We can never love you more than God loves you. Amen. Remember every single body that Satan has already been defeated in Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you. May God keep you and enjoy the remainder of your Sunday in the name of the Lord. Do not let Satan strip the word of God from your minds and from your hearts. Stay right there in that place. Stay in the word of God. Amen. God bless you. We love you.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say, well.
One time,
I wanna hear him say, well.
for me.
One time.
That's all I really need, just
one time.
I can't wait till I see ya.
One time.
One. You gave me my gift, gon' have it back. You fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Sing and shout, then I